We get to talk about the WNBA playoffs and a Lynx home playoff game. This is awesome. After a year in the bubble, they will be back in Target Center. I'm going to be there. I'm guessing Cheryl will be there too. The Minnesota Lynx facing the Chicago Sky and former Lynx assistant James Wade, Candace Parker, Sloot. Tell you what, Cheryl, I mean, before we even get into specifics and talk about your team, I just think this is going to be a really entertaining matchup. I like the way Chicago plays. I love the way your team plays, especially now that you have, you know, Clarendon and Powers in your backcourt. I think this could be a really dynamic game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great matchup. I agree. I think Chicago's a really good team. Like Chicago, or I should say like Minnesota, Chicago's been through a lot of ups and downs with regard to their roster and, you know, having healthy players, you know, only part of the time. So, you know, I think if you look at their record and kind of where they finished, you know, it's probably a product of those things. And, you know, we were able to, you know, finish above them, you know, just being a little bit healthier at the right time. And I think it's going to be a great matchup. They've got, you know, great players that you look at 5 years from now, you know, more will be added to the, you know, it'll be the WNBA at 30 years. And, you know, you're going to see, you know, more Chicago names probably on that list. And yeah, so we don't play well, you know, we'll be going home on Sunday.
Well, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to get there. This is the Cheryl Reeve Show. This is part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod. I want to thank everybody who came out to Pizza Luce. It was a week or two ago. I kind of lose track of time for the Cheryl Reeve Show live. We were lucky to have Carly Knox and Kayla McBride and a bunch of Lynx staffers stopping by, as well as some of our regulars. Thank you for making the effort to come out. We really do love to see you, and it was a blast to have that show go live and have Cheryl out in front of you again. Thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Luce, Rudy Luther Toyota, All Energy Solar, Realtor Cara Quinn, and Successful Marketing Group. We'll tell you more about our sponsors later. So let's talk about your team. Pretty interesting that Clarendon has been a vital player for you, and Powers has been really, you know, excellent the last six games after overcoming your injury. They just haven't played a lot together, though. Is that a difficulty, or does that make you optimistic that you have something kind of untapped?
You know, I think in these circumstances, you definitely prefer to be a well-oiled machine and have all the reps, and, you know, you're just kind of, you know, ready to move on and execute, you know, things. But right now we've got some, you know, players that are learning on the fly and learning about each other on the fly. And AP is one of them. And I love the way that she's executed the plan for her return and, you know, worked extremely hard to put herself in position to be back physically able to help this team, you know, position ourselves well in the playoffs. And that's really what she wanted. So I'm thrilled that worked out. I would love for more reps, you know, with Lasia, with AP, but, you know, not to be, but we're certainly, you know, feeling pretty darn lucky that maybe the Olympic hiatus sort of helped this injury situation with AP that gave us the opportunity to have, I think she ended up having about close to 10 games. Mm-hmm. And then obviously now playoffs.
Yeah. And how's Clarendon's health?
You know, not going to be healthy the remainder of the season, pretty much. You know, these stress reaction things are just, they are what they are, and it won't be until you stop stressing it out that will it calm down. And so that's obviously not going to be while they're active playing. And so we're still managing things, and, you know, we're not all of a sudden talking about a 30 plus minute, you know, game on Sunday. That's just not going to happen, nor did we think it would. But another player that's just worked really hard, you know, does exactly what they can do in terms of communication with the trainer to try to stay connected and fresh. And in whatever, you know, whatever minutes we can get, I think will be valuable ones.
I'm sure, yeah. And is as simple as Dangerfield will play when Clarendon doesn't play, or could Powers play a little point?
Yeah, I think we've avoided doing that. You know, we don't have enough time. That would be one thing that if, you know, if we had more time, you know, to experiment with some things, but we just hadn't have time. You know, I think AP is so settled into what she's doing. It's probably, you know, best to leave her there. So Crystal and Rachel, you know, hopefully with some Lasia, you know, in there, you know, the Washington game was probably a decent look at, you know, what it would look like. If Crystal's playing well, then, you know, then she keeps going. You know, if we need to try something different, certainly Rachel will be ready.
Have you talked to James Wade any at all this week, either before or after his game?
He messaged a happy birthday.
Oh, good.
Which I appreciated. you know, he said he hoped to see me soon. So I imagine he's particularly excited to be coming back to Minneapolis. And I didn't even think about that until it was brought up in our media today that, you know, former assistant coming back. You know, we've had, you know, enough games against each other. I don't even think about it. But he probably does, because I know I always did when I was playing, you know, a mentor, you know, or somebody that I worked for, you know, Dan Hughes or Bill Lambier. So, you know, but it's ultimately, you know, his players and his team and our players and our team. So, you know, makes for a good storyline, though.
Yeah. And by the way, your birthday is one day away from my wife's birthday. Hers is the 19th. So happy birthday to you and her.
Virgo.
Yeah. I did have a chance to talk to James Wade, you know, his first year with the Sky. And I'd met him up in the Target Center stands. We sat there and talked for a while during warmups. And it was pretty overt how much he insisted on giving you and the Lynx organization credit for basically every, I mean, I kept on saying, you know, where'd you get this? And he said, everything I do, I learned with the Lynx. Everything I do as a coach, I learned from Cheryl Reeve. Everything I want the organization to be, I learned from being around the Lynx organization. I even had a Chicago writer tell me that there were members of the Chicago Sky organization who were tired of hearing James Wade always talking about the Minnesota Lynx. But that's about as high a praise as you can get, is when somebody leaves you and is still talking about you.
Yeah, and I obviously certainly appreciate, because I equally enjoyed our time with James as part of our staff. You know, he was great with the players, great with me. I counted on him heavily. And I also know that we both worked for Dan Hughes. And I know how highly he thinks of Dan, and you know, I think he was probably trying to soften things up before our game, maybe in doing that. But he's got a, you know, pretty good track record of, you know, working for some good people. And I always say, gosh, if you learn one thing, and sometimes it's learning what not to do, you know, whatever it is, if you learn one thing, then I feel like it was a success as far as his time here. He's been great, and you know, I saw him evolve. You know, in the first team that he had, the team that he had coming out of training camp, I know that I watched and I went, uh-oh, you know, he's got some work to do. He's got to figure this out. And to his credit, the next time I saw them, you know, about a month later, they were significantly different. And we played them actually the first game coming out of that season. That was Nafisa's rookie first game. And he came a long way from that. And now, you know, here we are in playoffs trying to do the same thing, which is, you know, contend for a championship.
How's Sylvia Fowles feeling these days?
She's doing well. It's been a good week for Syl to rest her body. I think, you know, the Indiana matchup was a physically hard one for Syl because McCowan is an immovable, you know, basketball player that Syl had to, you know, really exert, you know, certain, you know, like in the quads and there was some fatigue there for her when she was done. So, you know, I think the little bit of time off was really, really helpful to her and, look great in practice today and, is pretty excited to play on Sunday.
David Berry thinks that Nafisa Collier is the key to your playoff fortunes. He thinks that she could be, if she's as good as she can be, that elevates your entire team. Any thoughts on that notion?
Well, I mean, I certainly, you know, share that in terms of Nafisa has, you know, since the time, you know, since her first game, you know, against Chicago, that she's just been a very productive player, a player that does a little bit of everything, just like she did in college, and hasn't quite had that same impact this season. You know, we you know, when we sit in our exit interviews, we'll probably talk about why, what I think, and but I, you know, it's not too late. It's not too late, for Fee to, you know, maybe unlock and start to feel good. I'd love to see that happen because I agree with David. I think if, you know, if Fee struggles, you know, to reach that level, it's going to be hard for us, because you get to this point now, you know, our game on Sunday, the talent, you have to have, you can't just have Sylvia Fowles. Or aerial powers, you know, you need multiple players that are capable of doing damage. And we know we have, you know, Kayla McBride and if we have Leija out there, but Fee is a, you know, a player that just affects things overall. the flow of your offense, just, you know, what she's doing defensively, which you can control every day, you know, that you step on the court. And she's done that, and she's been really good at that end for us. But we need Fee, you know, we need Fee, I call it the top 10 Fee, you know, as one of the top 10 players in this league, which is what she's been, for the better part of two seasons. And you know, that's the player that we need. And, I'm hopeful. And, great thing about Fee is she just keeps playing. Players that have short-term memory often are the best players, cause they, you know, they don't think too long about, you know, what just happened. I coached one of the best all time. That was Maya Moore at that, you know, people never knew that it was her that made mistakes, cause she always, you know, that just, she was always on to the next play. And Fee is very similar to that.
And Fee also is a very nice, very polished individual. We've seen her a little fire in her eyes this year. She's had a couple of little skirmishes with people.
Yeah. And it's good to see, you know, a player kind of, you know, stick it up for herself. Cause you know, she faced quite a bit in her first 2 years where, you know, some players were challenging her and provoking, and Fee's responses in those moments were, were funny. Because she didn't really go back at him. It was a very feeble kind of response.
And I got to remember that.
Yeah. And now, you know, she's kind of growing into her own, you know, personality and recognize, hey, it's okay to be a little bit edgy. You know, if somebody's giving it to you, give it right back to them.
More on the matchup and a couple of other topics I want to get to today. We do want to thank our sponsors to make all this possible. Pizza Luce, once again, a great food, great salads. Good beverages, locations all over the Twin Cities. Again, the next show that we're sure about will be Chin Music, October 20th at the Pizza Luce in Eden Prairie with LaBelle and Roy. That was a blast. We're going to do it again. I also want to thank Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
And also, as you know, summer has gone by faster than you expected, and all of a sudden construction and solar installation season is over. Get on the calendar with All Energy Solar and get your energy efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. So stop renting your power and go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at AllEnergySolar.com. Also want to tell you about my realtor, Cara Quinn, and the website, CaraQuinnRealtor.com. You can also find her at Vibe Realty, VibeMN.com. And she just put out a post because she's always posting about housing and housing related things. This one's about fall in Minnesota and some cool things you can do around the cities and cool things you can do with your house and in your home search. I will just tell you this. We've been going through the house search process, and Cara has gone over and above. She shows up. We decided to build our own house. She's showing up at meetings she really doesn't have to be a part of just because she wants to make sure that we are treated right, get the right deal. I just can't recommend her highly enough. Cara Quinn, CaraQuinn. Thanks also to our longtime friend and sponsor, Glory Ramsey of Successful Marketing Group. Perfect for the small or medium-sized business that wants personal help. SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. One thing we didn't get to at the live show at Pizza Luce was we do have the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame announcement. Swin Cash, Tamika Catchings, Sue Donahoe, Lauren Jackson, David Stern, and Carol Stiff. Obviously, you know all of them. Do you have a personal connection in particular with any of them, or were you, you know, do you have any thoughts on any of them?
Yeah. You know, I had the great fortune in a few of these situations. Carol Stiff is a person who I think is largely responsible for the WNBA ESPN's partnership and the exposure that anything that comes from that. Carol Stiff's at the I think at the point of or was with ESPN, and just a huge advocate for women's basketball to be you know, to be a part of the programming for ESPN. So we are incredibly grateful and obviously really happy for her that she'll take her place. And I also had the great fortune of being able to be on the coaching staff to coach Swin Cash in Detroit. And I saw what a competitor Swin was and always very successful, no matter what team she was on, you know, from the Detroit days. She ended up in Seattle. She ended up in Chicago. So anywhere she was, the team was successful. So multiple championships. And again, much deserved recognition to be in the Hall. And everybody knows about Tamika Catchings. David Berry will tell you the greatest all-time WNBA player in wins produced. Mm-hmm. And Catchings, you know, when you talk about productive and impacting winning, there's not many names that would come before hers. And then now, you know, get to be, you know, colleagues, you know, on different teams, of course, that, you know, in Tamika's role as a general manager. So it's been great, you know, getting to know her differently beyond her playing days. And, you know, Sue Donahoe was actually somebody that was in college coaching for many, many years before she moved on to the NCAA and took an administrative role. But she actually worked at Arkansas, and I almost succeeded Sue Donahoe Arkansas. I ended up staying home at GW, but so I knew how great Sue was, and you know, incredible person. You know, that's what I think of when I think of Sue, and you know, impacted so many people, and again, another great name to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame, and you know, much deserved honor for David Stern. You know, maybe it wasn't, I don't know if it was solely his idea, but, you know, it's almost like, you know, Senator Bay with regard to Title IX, he listened to someone who maybe mm-hmm. told him it was a good idea and garnered the support that was necessary for us to be able to launch the WNBA. So we are indebted to David Stern and his vision for the WNBA. And I know he'd be thrilled with, you know, where it's at 25 years later.
What's going to be like to go up against Candace Parker again and in a different uniform?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Candace is such a good basketball player. You know, I hate being on the other side of it, you know, because she's just that darn good. And, you know, we only got a chance to play against her in one of the two meetings that we had with Chicago. And she just changes the team. And so we know we have our hands full. You know, she gives them so much in terms of a playmaker, her individual offense, you know, how she's impacting them defensively. So, you know, that's, like I said, that's a really good team. And when Candace plays, their record's pretty darn good.
Yeah. And obviously she can score and rebound, but man, to me, passing is kind of the beauty of basketball. And she is one of the great all-time big person passers.
Yeah, when you have a power forward that can pass, every coach will tell you those are your favorite years. You know, it's like having two point guards out there, and you got, you know, two of the best in terms of, you know, playmaking and facilitating, and Courtney Vandersloot and Candace Parker, which is why their, you know, their offense is so darn good, and why our defense is going to be challenged. I mean, they're averaging 100 points on us in those two meetings. So I'm not so sure that I have any answers. I'm hopeful that maybe they miss some shots on Sunday.
Coaches always talk about defense and turnovers and all those things. Do you ever go into a game as a coach thinking we actually do just need to outscore that opponent?
Not necessarily. There are some opponents that you say we could probably win just by outscoring our opponent. But I think that and maybe James feels that way. I don't want to speak for his team. I think opponents like Chicago that can score, and there's others in the league as well, that you say our offense has got to be good to stay with them. And then you hope at some point your defense can get separation at some point in the game. I can think of many, many Chicago battles that we had. You know, we go back and forth. You know, they're usually really good games offensively. Really, both teams, you know, work hard to get what they want, and both teams are hard to stop from getting what they want. And so we can't, you know, it's like when you play Vegas, you know, the first quarter out in Vegas, it was 27 all. Well, I wasn't very happy. I was very happy with the 27 points, but I knew we were not going to outscore Las Vegas the rest of the way. And so at some point, our darn defense needed to kick in, and it did not that particular game. And then, of course, our offense, came back a notch and the game got away from us. But that'll be Chicago. If we don't, if we can score, great. But at some point, if you want to win the game, you're going to have to get defensive stops.
Is there one stat that you think will be the key to this game? Rebounding, turnovers, whatever.
Turnovers for sure. Turnovers and, this is kind of a bigger stat, but, our field goal percentage, our ability to put the ball in the hole is going to be big. We can't turn the ball over because they're very good. They will run it right down our throats in a hurry. They're one of the best in the league at that. We've grown in that area too, but, if we're pick sixing them, that's going to be tough. We only had 14 turnovers in Chicago, 22 points off of them. But they're also number one in scoring off of defensive rebounding. And so their PPP is not as high when they're taking the ball to the net, which is true for most teams. But they are exceptional at their ability to push the ball in transition. And Parker's a big reason why, in addition to, Kalia Copper, who's had a tremendous season, and Courtney Vandersloot's ability to push and probe. And so it comes back to offense, Jim. We play some offense, then maybe we can outscore them.
Well, the good thing for me and for fans of the game is offense is fun to watch. And I think this is going to be, a really dynamic, entertaining matchup. I'm looking forward to being there. So we'll see you on Sunday, Cheryl. Thank you for the time. Thank you again to Pizza Luce, Rudy Luther Toyota, AllEnergySolar.com, CaraQuinnRealtor.com, SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com, and our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks again to those who came out to Pizza Luce last week. And Cheryl and I will be talking next week about probably the playoffs continuing.